It's time for the Looking Glass Realty Radio Show on WTZQ, brought to you by the best in real estate, Looking Glass Realty, Michael Thompson with the Van Winkle Law Firm, and United Community Bank mortgage originator, Carolyn Swanner. Now here is the Looking Glass Realty Radio Show host, Judy Moulton.
Hey now, Judy Moulton, Looking Glass Radio, radio host, realtor, helping folks list and buy in Western North Carolina and beyond. You know, if you want to know more, you just got to call or text me, 828-290-0940. So, Judy Moulton, I'm the host of the Looking Glass Realty Radio Show. I am the owner of Grateful Mindset Properties, and I'm coming to you from the Q, FM 95.3, AM 1600, and online at WTZQ.com. You know, a couple of things before I get to my guest, before I get into the fun facts, the local and national real estate news. Started to talk about this last week. Hopefully you were listening, but we've got some Art League classes that are coming up. I am on the board of the Hendersonville Art League, and I love it. I have been taking classes weekly nonstop. Right now, my daughter and I are sculpting, and it's been so, so much fun. And I found out that they are doing a jewelry show. So in August, they're doing a jewelry show. So there's a call for artists. If you are an artist, we are all artists, right? That's what makes us different from all the other mammalian species out there. You've heard me talk about that. It's how we use art and how we file information away. So I hope that you will check out the Art League of Hendersonville. They are right on Asheville Highway. I've got a somatic art class, drawing class coming up. It's a combination of art and science for sure, both sides of the brain. And my daughter and I are doing some jewelry making creative classes together. But like I said, they're also calling for local artists to come out. Any of you, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, just come and check out the Art League and see if you can be in the art show in August. You just got to go on their website or give them a call. So a couple of things here local. So I'm coming to you from Flat Rock at the Q, FM 95.3, Judy Moulton, Looking Glass Realty. I work out of the Hendersonville office. We have a Hendersonville office. We have a Cashiers and Sapphire office. We have a Brevard office. We have an Asheville office. We have a Saluda office. And the newest ones are the Saluda and Hendersonville one. We're at 104th North Main in Hendersonville. And a couple of listings that we have, or I have right now. I've talked about my 1235 Connor Road in Lake Lure, which has cleared open use, unrestricted land, 24 plus acres, close to 6 acres that are perfect for building your legacy property. It has been a organic farm. It's won all kinds of awards for the last 10 years. And they are selling it. And it is a great piece of property listed at $350,000 with mountain, pond, lake views, a road leading right up to it, and private. So very, very cool. Hopefully you'll check that out, 1235 Connor. Also in Foxwood, I am listing a lot. It's coming soon. Hopefully you'll check it out. Check out the MLS, and very cool lot. Right under 70,000. For those of you that know the Mountain Home Hendersonville area, you know, it's close to Mills River, close to Asheville, it's close to downtown Hendersonville, but no city taxes. So it's very, very cool. Great little private wooded area. Call or text me, 828-290-0940. Let's see what else we've got. We have some of the ones I've talked about. Let's see. Oh, we've got a couple of new ones here. Land at Beer Wallow Road in Hendersonville. It is listed at under $150,000. 27.93 acres. That is very, very cool. So one to check out. And Sugar Hollow Farms, if you are not familiar, this is a residential single-family home, 3-bed, 2-bath, listed at only $650,000, just under 2,000 square feet. Butternut Trail here in Hendersonville, definitely another one to check out, Sugar Hollow Farms. We still have our commercial right close to us here at WTZQ, FM 95.3, 1600 AM, WTZQ.com. Real close, 545 South Grove Street commercial space for $389,000. another one off of Howard Gap, Saluda, more land. It is in the Eagles Rest subdivision in Saluda, 165, and land, Memorial Highway, Lake Lore, 230,000. So those are some cool ones to check out. I am going to be having a guest this morning. I'm really looking forward. I work with a lot of lenders, a lot of loan officers, a lot of mortgage departments all over the world, obviously particular to the United States and Western North Carolina. I try to work with local lenders, and I am going to be having a guest here this morning, Kim Winters, founder of the Kim Winters Team, and that's Winters like, you know, chilly winter. And at Movement Mortgage. And Kim, you'll hear her. She has a warm smile like me. You'll hear that through her voice. And she'll be on in a few moments. But she's a lovely lady that has been sending me stuff. She sends me stuff every day. And I, like I said, I work with a lot of lenders. And not a lot of people, you know, send me things that I find really valuable and like to share on the radio. And so every week when you hear me, the stuff that I'm reporting on, you know, lending and interest rates come from Miss Winters and, you know, her Kim Winters team at Movement Mortgage. So you'll hear a little bit more from her, but I'm going to get back to some quick facts. So reminder, Looking Glass Realty was founded in 2010. We have several offers. You heard me talk about Brevard, Sapphire, Cashiers, Asheville, Saluda, and of course, Hendersonville. I'm out of that Hendersonville office here in 104 North Main Street. And some other fun things, you know, we have right now active on the MLS. You know, I know you hear me talk about my buyers, my sellers, my listings, and, you know, some fun facts that, you know, building and buying and selling and the best time to buy here, you know, Western North Carolina year round, really. I mean, pretty much Christmas to January, it slows down a little bit. But we are a second home, third home. We are a vacation area. We are a year-round area. I mean, I work with folks all, from all over. But right now, we have only 7 coming soons on the market today, 25 new listings. We have some price increases. I know people are like, ooh, waiting with bated breath, waiting because, you know, interest rates are higher than they were. But again, Kim will talk more about that. But, you know, I will tell you, we have some increases. I see them all the time. We have some decreases. And that typically when you see a price decrease, it is typically due to the fact that it may have been listed high to begin with. And, you know, it may need more work than, you know, that a buyer anticipated or the seller, you know, wanted to take on. So we have some decreases, but we also have some back on markets. So those are some quick facts that I wanted to share, but I'd love to hear from Kim. So Kim Winters, like I said, founder of the Kim Winters team at Movement Mortgage. Kim also is a local to Western North Carolina. She is, she's on the Kim Winters team at Movement Mortgage, local lender, but a Western North Carolina native. Her team is the number one team in Western North Carolina, third year in a row. And I want to hear more about that. So, Kim, talk to me about the team, Movement Mortgage, you know, living here, being the number one team and so on. I want to hear about that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, first of all, Judy, for having me. I'm Absolutely. Excited to get to spend some time with you this morning. I've been in lending for 20 plus years. I'm not going to date myself. I formerly worked for 2 companies that were founded in Hendersonville that were banks, Mountain Bank and Mountain First Bank. Both of those institutions were bought by larger banks.
Okay.
But my background really started in financial planning. I stayed home with some babies and then came back into the workforce and decided I just really loved helping people and wanted to have one focus, which was helping them with the biggest purchase that they will ever make.
Mm-hmm.
And so I left sort of the banking side. And in my mind, I think that felt natural because I was a financial planner and with banking. But I went to Movement Mortgage 10 years ago. And I don't know why I waited so long to work for a mortgage banker. Basically, a mortgage banker focuses strictly on mortgages. They don't do deposits or have, you know, car loans, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So they're really the master of one trade, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I came to Movement, I think we had 400 employees in the country. We now have over 5,000, and we're the number 6 the sixth largest mortgage bank in the country. And really what drew me to them as an organization is the fact that their whole mission is to love and value people and to be a movement of change. They were founded in 2008. So if anybody's been around, I was around in 2008. You remember the whole mortgage meltdown. So most consumers, really, if you were to look at the folks that they most hated, probably bankers were a big part of that because there were some really loose lending practices. So not the best time to start a mortgage company. But Casey Crawford, who's our founder, he had a vision of doing things differently. And really, what he set out to do was to pour back into the communities that we serve. So in setting up his company, 50% of it is owned by the Movement Foundation. And I think this is a really cool story. We are an impact lender. And most folks would say, what is that? You know, really, an impact lender is someone who gives away at least 10% of their profits to a nonprofit. We give away 50%.
Wow.
So we've been able to really pour into the communities that we're in. We have given away, golly, over $100 million. And so it's a different way of thinking. Most people, it's a privately held company. Their goal isn't to make money to give it away. But I think what we have seen is that part of our tremendous growth has been because we do exactly that, which is pour our profits back into our communities. So we've got
share
four,
that value within the community. So name some of the nonprofits.
So we have given to the local Down Syndrome Association. We have an employee who has someone with Down, so we've given money there. We've supported Mountain Housing opportunities with home ownership for a number of years. I think we've helped raise over $100,000. Or donate over $100,000 to them. We have four charter schools in the Charlotte area, and our goal is to have 100 schools in 10 years. And these charter schools are strategically set up in underserved communities with a lot of minority folks who really need a leg up. And education is the start to that foundation and the path to homeownership, because we know homeownership is the number one factor in building generational wealth. And we feel like most everybody should enjoy that. So that really is my passion, is helping people. And I focus on the number of families I can serve versus how many loans I close. Because at the end of the day, everybody has a mortgage story. Just like everybody has their own story, right? And so we want to really help them, whether they're a first-time home buyer or they're an investor, or, you know, or they're buying their second home. We thrive on making an impact in that way.
What's your most exciting mortgage story? I'm curious.
Oh, my gosh. Exciting?
Maybe exciting is not the right word, but the most memorable or valuable.
I had a client that came to me with not so great credit, and she wasn't ready to buy yet. And honestly, sadly, I can give folks counsel, but I would say probably 1 in 10 actually follow through. But she was one of those folks that did all of the things that we said with cleaning up her credit. And this is a great story. And so she was able to be the first person to buy a home in her house or in her family. And that was years ago. And my parents are now aging and they're in a nursing facility. And I was walking in and there was this lady at the front desk. And I mean, this happened like probably 7 years ago. And she said, "Kim." And I thought, "I know you." And it was Cindy. And I had helped Cindy. And she said, "You helped me buy my first home. We still live there. It's like my sanctuary." And so having the opportunity to reconnect with her. And, you know, now when I go into the nursing home, it's great to see her and she takes special care of my parents. And so that really was one of those situations where you're like, okay, I get why I do this every single day, because every transaction isn't always easy.
Yeah, agreed.
But when you can make a difference in someone's life, they never forget that. And so that was a great experience.
Absolutely. And do you and your team meet with all your clients? Like, do you know them personally? Because I know that with, you know, other lenders, but there's also insurance companies.
Yeah.
Except they don't, you know, it's all online.
Yes.
It's all over
yes.
the phone, especially some of those national lenders.
So we will do it however the client wants. What we find is with younger millennial buyers, they like everything online.
Okay.
But we always, even with those folks, when we were in COVID, we had so many Zoom meetings, you know, because I want to see somebody's face, right?
Okay.
I want to know your situation. And I think that comes from being a financial planner. This is part of an overall financial plan that you have. And this is one component of that. But we, now that we're back open, have been meeting with a lot of folks in person. We have an office in Asheville. We have an office in Hendersonville. Actually, we have three offices in Asheville. We have an office in Waynesville. So normally we can connect with folks wherever it's convenient for them. But I would say that in person is absolutely something that we love. If not in person, if they don't want to do that, we always have a conversation with them. And a lot of times that's virtually, you know, via Zoom.
So we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with Kim. So if y'all can just hold on a moment.
With a history dating back to the building of the Biltmore Estate and advising the Vanderbilt family, the Van Winkle Law Firm is the top legal resource in the mountains and winner of the best law firm in the recent Best of Blue Ridge competition. Attorney Michael Thompson in the Hendersonville office specializes in residential and commercial real estate law. With 30 years of experience, Michael Thompson can guide you through the most complex agreements. The Van Winkle Hendersonville office is at 422 South Main, or call Michael Thompson at 697-6196.
You're listening to the Looking Glass Realty Radio Show, so you know that now is a great time to buy. It's spring, and it doesn't have to be scary. Carolyn Swanner with United Community Bank is a Henderson County native and has been helping people get in their homes for over 50 years. She knows the market and can help tailor the right mortgage for you. Carolyn takes a personal approach to home financing. Let Carolyn Swanner help you. Give her a call, 697-3469, or find her making people smile at United Community Bank on Chimney Rock Road.
Hello, welcome back. Judy Moulton, Looking Glass Radio, Realty Radio host, 95.3 FM, 1600 AM, WTZQ.com. I am here with Kim Winters of Movement Mortgage, and I love that it's called Movement because I love to move and bring value to the community, which we were just, if you were in the first segment, you were hearing Kim talk about the value that she brings, her and her team bring to the community at large. And I wanted to ask him some questions about sort of local and national interest rates and trends and things that, you know, she obviously probably gets questions about on a daily, if not hourly basis. So can you want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, we have a big thing happening today nationally. The Federal Reserve is meeting, and they're going to decide if they are going to continue to raise interest rates or if they're going to pause it. For those of you who don't know and haven't been in the home buying market, we have seen rates double in a little under 18 months, which has been a huge shock to the system. That being said, I have to reset folks' expectations because we've kind of been a little drunk on low interest rates. 2% and 3% is not normal, right? Mm-hmm. My first home loan was at 7.25%. And so we are now under 7%, a little under that, in the 6.5 to 6.875 range right now. So that meeting is going to be very impactful to interest rates. The pause, I think, will help the market in terms of rates settling and easing down because there's been a lot of volatility. That being said, what I want to sort of impress upon folks is that a lot of the data points that the Federal Reserve looks at to determine if they're going to raise or lower rates are sort of a delayed reaction. We are measuring things like inflation, which is why we are, you know, when you go to the store and eggs are double or they're 25% more, that's not a good thing. That's eroding your buying power. So to combat that, the government uses raising interest rates to sort of slow things down. That being said, I would tell you that there has never been a better time to buy. And largely, I think that's
or sell.
That's because we have an inventory issue. And if you wait,
not changing anytime soon.
No. If you wait on the sidelines for the rates to come down, the reality is what you're costing yourself is the appreciation and the price
that
of the house is going to be a lot more. So we say to folks, we have a program, we service all of our loans. So if you do a loan with us, you're going to pay us. It's not going to get sold. But because we do that, we're able to offer folks, we call it Movement Purchase Advantage. Basically, what that is a way that we can offer you a no lender fee refinance in the future. So when rates come down, which we think they'll come down probably in the next 18 months, I expect will be probably in the high fives, maybe 5.5. We're going to see some opportunity for folks who bought at 6.5 or 7% to get a better interest rate. So I would tell you that some of the factors that are driving the reason for rates, those things are coming in line. Inflation has went from 9% to 4%, which is great, but our target is 2, 2.5.
Gotcha.
So I do think that the Federal Reserve may raise rates one more time this year, but I think all of the work they've done is really starting to take hold.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little bit harder to measure that because it comes, you know, we're looking in the rearview mirror instead of looking ahead. That's how they base their, you know, decisions.
Right. And obviously now is a great time to buy or sell. It's the busiest time. Low inventory, as you heard me talk about, you know, the numbers that we're looking at here in Henderson County in particular. I'm curious, though, because something you said, and you said it quickly, and I'm like, oh, I want to hear more about that. So you said if somebody were to refinance... So two things. You don't sell, and I don't know that the public knows sort of how that works. So you should probably talk about those two points.
Absolutely.
You know, one, that the mortgage gets sold the moment that basically it goes, you know, somebody buys. That's number one. And then number two, the refinancing piece that, you know, that there's no fee for that. So if you want to talk a little bit more about those two in more detail.
So most mortgage bankers in this country, I would say, don't service their loans. What that means is they're holding the loans. They do the loan for the client. They sell the loan to someone else, get that money back so they can loan it to someone else, right? Mm-hmm. We do things a little differently. We service our loans, meaning we use our money, we loan it, and then we collect your payment monthly, right? Your principal and interest. A cool thing to mention, because we're an impact lender, when you get your statement, you're going to see how much of your payment went to help it do good in the community.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And so that really means a lot to some folks. But we don't want people to be discouraged by the current interest rate environment. So we know that when we have a client, we want them to be a client for life. And the best way to do that is to handle their repeat business, whether that's a refinance or another purchase. So we have this program, and we will alert the client when the rate, when we hit a trigger, it's usually about 1% lower than where you are is the trigger. We're going to reach out proactively and say, hey, Judy, did you know that you could save however $200 a month? And it's a very limited, minimal cost. We don't charge anything. You may have to have an updated appraisal, maybe not. We have a local attorney that we work with that will do these refinances for a low cost. So you're looking at like less than $1,000. So the repayment very quickly.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So we really feel like we know that these loans that we're doing aren't going to stay on the books long term because the rates are going to go down. And so we want to offer a vehicle to help the client get into a better position and save money at the same time being able to purchase and enjoy the equity that they are, you know, having as they move forward, because inventory is not going to get better.
Yeah.
It is a real struggle. We track the national stats for inventory. And I was just in Charlotte meeting with one of the top economists, and he said, when you take out all of the under contracts in this country, you're left with about 575,000 available homes for sale.
Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous. And one of the big things that we've been learning about in real estate, or hearing about in real estate, is that nationally is ADUs, you know, accessory dwelling units are now the big thing, because, you know, a home above your garage, whatever, you know, a shed, and you, because we're trying to create more inventory. This is a real thing. It's not just here in Western North Carolina. And they say at least the next 2 to 5 years is the prediction. Now, what we mean by that is that in the next 2 years, builders will have more built, but those things are going to be gobbled up very quickly. And so then they say, okay, another 5 years. But then if you wait that long, as you were talking about, and I talk about all the time, all that money that you've lost in terms of equity or value, now you're paying more for that purchase. So it doesn't make sense to wait unless there, you know, there's a reason you have to wait.
Right.
You know, and obviously everybody's circumstance, you know, or situation may be different. And that's something, you know, two things, interest rates right now. What are the interest rates?
So
today,
today rates aren't out, but yesterday, it was 6.75 for a 30-year fixed.
Okay.
Which wasn't bad.
Okay.
And you were at 5.8. 0.75 for a 15-year.
Okay.
So that is for conventional. Uh-huh. Government loans tend to be a little bit cheaper, but uh-huh. there are some other costs associated with an FHA or USDA or VA. So, you know, one of the things I would encourage folks to do is to work with someone who's very experienced with reading the market, mm-hmm. knowing, okay, I could lock your rate today, but we have a Fed funds meeting and mm-hmm. we think rates might go down. Maybe I advise my client, okay, you're not closing for 60 days. Mm-hmm. Let's just float. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm going to give them the information, but I'm also going to use my expertise to guide them because it may save them some money, right?
Okay. So floating would simply mean that, but what if it went up?
If it went up, you're going to be risking that, right? So that's one of the conversations that we have,
gotcha,
right?
Gotcha.
Is what do we forecast to happen in the next, you know?
And usually your forecasts are pretty good, I'm guessing.
Yeah, pretty good. I locked a lot of people yesterday. The rates went down that had been floating, and I saved them 0.5%.
Which is fabulous.
It was a lot.
I mean, if you think about that, you know, 0.5%, depending obviously on the purchase price, but that is a big deal.
Yes.
When you look at, you know, the life of a loan.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's basically what we're looking at. So now, do you work with any, credit repair companies?
So,
are they local, national?
Yeah.
How does that work?
What I normally do, Judy, is OnTrack Financial Counseling is a local nonprofit. Mm-hmm. I hate to send folks somewhere where they're going to charge them mm-hmm. money. We do have some credit repair companies that we could refer, but usually I have folks start at OnTrack because they're going to meet with them, work through a budget, and do some overall, not just credit repair, but, you know, financial, you know, literacy, if you will, to help them get on that track.
Okay.
But yes, if we have a client that isn't ready now, mm-hmm. we stay in great contact with them to try to coach them up to get them there because it can be a little discouraging, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to give them some advice, whether it's pay off your credit cards mm-hmm. or, you know, don't pay things late, obviously. And when we do the pre-approval or that review the application and say, if you were to do this, this maybe would give you a better interest rate if you're ready. If you're not ready, you need to start doing these steps to get ready. So that's really part of the way that we do business. We don't see folks as a transaction.
Mm-hmm.
It's a relationship.
Yes. Agreed. I'm just thinking of some clients, so that's why I was asking for a personal reason, too. So we're going to be wrapping up soon, but I'm just trying to think if I've missed anything. So I'm, you know, so excited to have you on, and I want to make sure we cover everything. Is there anything you think that's important
to
tell people?
Well, two things I want to mention about inventory. One is that you have to look at demographics. We have the largest number of folks coming into the market to buy homes mm-hmm. since for 30 years, right?
Second, third home.
Yes. So we have more people who are going to be looking to buy. These might be millennials or first timers, right? So you need to be aware that you're going to have more competition if mm-hmm. you want to wait. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is that builders have not replenished inventory or built at the same rate mm-hmm. since 2008 when we had the financial crisis. So that's part of why we're so short on inventory is there have been less homes built nationally in this country mm-hmm. and we haven't kept up with demand. So I would just say get with you an advisor mm-hmm. if you want to be a homeowner. Maybe you're not ready now. If you have a home to sell and you think you want to wait, honestly, I don't know that that's the smartest move. I think that folks just need to understand when they think that the market's going to crash or something like that. That is the news. That's clickbait. That is not reality.
Right. I agree. And I talk about that all the time. And I have clients that are like, oh, I'm going to buy in a year or two. And exactly. I mean, it's just getting the information so they can see, because showing is better than telling, mm-hmm. right? So showing them that where we are and you know, the reality of the situation and buy or sell now or the importance of that. Anything else? Let me think. There's something you just said and I wanted to piggyback on it. Oh, shoot. And I forgot. My daughter's nickname for me is 7-Second Judy. Sometimes I forget things. We're going to be wrapping up, though. So thank you for listening.
Yes.
Thank you, Kim Winters from Movement Mortgage, part of the Kim Winters team. And you said you have an office in Hendersonville.
We do. It is down beside where Fresh Market is at. And I don't know that street. What is that road that goes through there? Greenville Highway?
Yes.
We're off Greenville Highway. There's some there's some offices, two-story. Used to be a flood zone there.
Okay. Yes, I know exactly where it is.
Yeah, I don't know the address.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's fine. People can Google. But it's good to know. So thank you,
thank you.
I'm going to be signing off. Judy Moulton, Looking Glass Realty Radio host, Grateful Mindset Properties, 828-290-0940, FM95.3, The Q, WTZQ.com, and 1600 AM. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Looking Glass Realty Radio Show on WTZQ with host Judy Moulton, brought to you by the best in real estate, Looking Glass Realty, Michael Thompson with the Van Winkle Law Firm, and United Community Bank mortgage originator Carolyn Swanner. If you'd like to hear a rebroadcast of today's show, go to WTZQ.com, click on the On Air tab, and scroll down to Looking Glass Realty Radio Show, and be sure to tune in again next Saturday.